Art, episode 106. We're back, and we're back with a special guest, Rachel. How are you, Rachel?
I am full of sushi.
Yes, it's like a tradition. If anybody comes here to grab lunch next door at the always delicious Wagaya, shout out. It's like, all right, let's do a quick pod real quick while you're here.
How many people do you think have gone to Wagaya since we've mentioned it on the pod?
Lots. I don't know. I don't know if they're directly related to our unofficial sponsorship of Wagaya.
Yeah, right? We are sponsoring them. They're not sponsoring
us. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, man, it's a delicious. If you're ever in West Midtown, do yourself a favor and get yourself some delicious lunch over at Wagaya.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're back, 106. What are we talking about, Rach? What's about to happen?
I think we're going to talk about portfolios and not financial portfolios.
No. Let's talk about graphic design, copywriter, art director, portfolios. Portfolio reviews, putting together a portfolio, what that means, how to structure a portfolio, that type of thing. Right. And this all came about because you had to just put together a portfolio for a quick little review. Right. And haven't done that in a little while.
No. Right? So when I went to open my portfolio, the last time I updated it was 2012.
Wow. It's been a hot
minute. Yes. And so a client, a potential client, said, send me your portfolio so I can look at it and we can start to dance. And I...
I was like, oh, wait, I haven't done that in a while.
And so I went into my iCloud and started gathering projects from the last, what, now 11 years.
Yeah.
And our son said to me yesterday in carpool, he goes, well, why don't you just keep your portfolio up to date, Mom?
Yeah. I mean, it's good news, bad news. It's a like, hey, I haven't needed to do this because I haven't needed to do this.
Correct.
Because I've got a great core set of clients. I've got a great referral network.
Right.
There's trust involved there.
Right.
I've talked at length on the pod about trust, you know, in terms of clients trusting us, right? So it's like, yeah, it's been a great run. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I need to show someone new outside the circle something, you know, and it's like, oh, man, I haven't done that in a while. What a beating, you know?
Right.
And then I think you suffer from the same affliction I have, which is, man, and my portfolio would be 386 pages if you let me. You know what I mean? Like, I want to put every single thing in there, you know? And like, look at how much work we did on this, or look at how awesome this is, or look at that, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, from the big stuff all the way down to the small stuff, you know? And
no,
it's like, nobody needs to see
that. I know. And for my portfolio, I have three sides to it. So I do break it up, or I did break it up now, but I have my professional portfolio, which is work that I've done.
Yeah.
I have what I call my academic portfolio, so that's mostly grad school work.
Okay.
And then I have my students' portfolio, so a portfolio of projects my students have done under
portfolio.
My tutelage.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's neat to go back and look, but man, to not have put anything that I've done for the last 11 years in any kind of digital format.
Yeah.
Is just crazy. I mean, it's crazy. So I didn't even know where to start. And then I think I was telling you at lunch, I was like, well, the one that looks the best, I completely forgot was even my client.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, that tends to happen. You're like, oh, yeah, I did that. We joke here in the office. Someone will be like, hey, yeah, send me some websites you've done. And it's like, oh, my God, we're doing what? And it's like, hey, what websites did we do? Anybody know what we, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. That one's awesome.
I'm grateful for the cloud because I just opened it up and there in alphabetical order was a lot of stuff. But then,
rocking.
You know, I mean, I have one client I think I've been working for since like 2010.
Okay.
And and you have clients like this too, but my project number is up to like 169 with them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what do I show?
When you've got, we absolutely have clients where we've done, you know, 400 individual, and each one of those job folders may have multiple jobs even within that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, realistically, you're looking at, you know, thousands of individual touch points, things like that, right? Yeah, you can't, it's like, we've done everything for you for 10 years.
Right.
What do we show?
I know.
You know?
And as far as best
and you show the newest
yeah.
stuff.
You know? Yeah, you do. The stuff, you do. So. But there are some ways. I've seen some other people's portfolios. I mean, I had things in my portfolio that I gave today that were from 1997.
Yeah.
You know, some really cool art direction things that I still want to show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a blurb about that.
Timeless design.
It's a little bit timeless. I think also because the 90s are coming back and interesting forms of fashion that, you know, it's kind of
well, everything's on the 30-year cycle, right? Isn't that kind of the way the fashion works?
You're right.
I'm not really a fan of the fashion. We've talked about that on the pod before, too, in terms of just I do subscribe to, you know, your mentor Massimo's thoughts on that, right, in terms of being inherently destructive is kind of diametrically opposed to the concept of timeless design, and great design should be timeless, right? Now I'm very much putting much smarter people's words into my mouth and, you know, word salading it. So that is not a direct quote by any stretch, right?
Right.
But that general thought. So, all right. So having just gone through all this, any tips, any thoughts,
any
anecdotes, any for like aspiring art directors or designers out there thinking about applying for jobs?
Well,
and
it just
like that?
Binged in my mind really quickly as I was thinking about it. I was thinking, why don't I have a process for when I finish up a project or, you know, give something to a printer?
Yeah.
At my old studio, when you finished and went to bill a job, you were to put like 5 to 6 high resolution JPEGs in the job folder.
Okay.
And then you package it up and archive it.
Here's a snapshot.
Why am I not doing that?
I don't know.
That's
a question for
that's
you.
Number one. That's a really good best practices. If you're working, also if you're working for somebody else, you don't know when you're going to get kicked out the door.
Wow.
You know, so no, I'm serious. You know, so you make sure that you have, you know, email yourself a JPEG or a PDF of the final thing if you're allowed to.
Sure,
obviously.
Sure. For your own portfolio.
To make sure, that you have it. Cause you could say that you worked on such and such for 5 years and then you were shown the door and you didn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, going back to bare bones, we started portfolios when we were students.
Yeah.
And then when I was teaching, I taught a portfolio class, which tended to be the last class before graduation.
Yeah.
And that would not only cover your print and digital portfolio, but it also cover putting your resume or your CV together and maybe a stationery system. I don't know if people still do that. Do you think they do?
People still do some pretty god awful stationery systems
with pictures of themselves
and personal portfolio, you know, like cover letters on the world's worst designed, you know, Word doc or, you know, somebody's Illustrator template or whatever with their own personal logo, which I think says a lot about who you are as a designer. If you decide to really put a personal mark with your initials or whatever the case, right? And it's like, ooh, that is.
Well, do they do it at like 5.5 inches by 5.5 inches?
I don't know. It's pretty, it runs the gamut. It's pretty, I mean, we see all sorts of funny stuff here. So, I mean, the thing I don't understand why people still do, and I'm interrupting your story about portfolio and stuff, is, you know those little infographics of like little pie charts or little circle graphs
or
little bar graphs, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm 89% proficient in Illustrator and only 50% bilingual. And, you know, the people put their resume into infographic charts and it's just like, dude, if you're not 100% efficient in Microsoft Office, like, you know, it's like, why are you even putting that on there? Like,
yeah, I never wanted my students to write their GPA unless it's four or over.
I mean, it's, you know, if this is the best foot forward and the best foot forward has a 65% Creative Cloud proficiency, it's like, you're going in the recycling bin.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
No,
you know?
I agree.
That is, but so I don't, but yeah, you are correct. I mean, when we were in school and when you taught, it does seem like, unfortunately, you kind of get to the end of your education and then boom, all of a sudden it's portfolio class and you gotta jam everything together and work on your portfolio and work on your resume. And it's, all of a sudden it's this mad dash scramble at the end when your advice is sound. You should be gathering as you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that I need to figure out a new system for myself.
Yeah.
I was laid off from my first job and they were literally waiting for me to package up the files to give to the printer.
Really?
Unbeknownst to me at the time.
Yeah.
It was a major project we were working on for months and months. And for some reason, the HR person kept coming by and saying,
Hey, are you done yet?
Yeah, are you done with that? I heard you have to. No, it's funny now.
Yeah.
I heard you had to deliver some files to the printer today.
Yeah.
You know, and then I handed it over on what, big jazz drives or jazz discs or something.
Yeah.
And then they called us into the conference room and let us go.
Yeah.
But to my point, somehow I was able to get, maybe I went back or somebody was nice. It was a big project and I wanted. samples of that.
Yeah,
so
for
also
sure.
Gathering samples from your clients is important.
Yeah.
But going back to, so when you leave school with advertising, graphic design, copywriting, any other form of art,
yeah,
you want to leave with a portfolio. I'm sure mostly everything's digital these days.
Sure.
No longer are we printing out these major pieces.
Yeah.
So what do you want to see from like a junior designer when they send you something to look at?
What do I want to see?
Yeah. Like if you were hiring somebody to come work here, what would you want to see in their portfolio?
Well, I would want to see a portfolio that's reflective of the types of projects we do.
Okay.
Right. And that is one of the greatest pieces of advice I got many, many moons ago, 20 plus years ago, when I was out freelancing around, right? Because I'm kind of a tweener. I was between sort of graphic design, hardcore graphic design, and then art direction.
Right.
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 And I remember a creative director like, hey, dude, what do you want to be? Like, what are you? You know, and I'm like, well, hey, what do you need?
What do you want me
to be? Yeah. I need a job,
I need
buddy.
A job,
you know, yeah. So it was, you know, and I was like, okay, that's a great idea. Let me split my book in two halves instead of having it commingled, right? So
right.
It was like, hey, here's more art directional stuff, mm-hmm. right? Which is more big brand, more conceptual thinking, more advertorial, mm-hmm. right? And then here's good old fashioned, like straight design. Like here's design stuff, right?
Right.
And then thankfully I had the ability to sort of play in both worlds, right? But when I started teaching and then when I started reviewing a lot of books, that always stuck with me, right? Which was, hey, make sure that, I don't know how to say it outside of, you know, show something that's reflective of the type of place you're interviewing at, right?
Right.
And so in today's day and age, I get, and I forward them along to you and to our oldest and stuff like that. Whenever I get like, you know, copy and paste emails that have the wrong name in there,
yeah.
the wrong company name, the wrong this
yeah.
and that. And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, don't type out that email ever, you know, but like, dude, proof your own work, right?
Right.
So if you're sending a portfolio here, right, for a job here, it's like, well, don't send me an entire portfolio full of, double page print ads for trucks. You know, it's like we don't work on automotive. You know what I mean? Like
right.
it needs to be reflective of what the, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the biggest thing that sort of we look for here, right?
Okay.
Is, you know, hey, are they going to be able to work on the types of things that we work on, right? Especially with the speed that we need them at. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely does. But it is hard for a junior who still doesn't necessarily know exactly. Maybe they know these days more so than we did, but.
Well, it's the age old, how do you get experience without going
right.
and getting experience? Right.
right. You so. Know, and you, I always thought I wanted to work in publication design
yeah.
and I don't know. That might have been extremely boring, you know?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's all about versatility unless you are a one trick pony. And I don't mean one trick pony in a bad way, right? It's like, hey, I'm an illustrator. This is my illustration style. This is what I do. If you want that style, come to me for, you know, right? Versus being a graphic designer.
Right.
And it's, hey, I need to do logos over, you know, I may need to do some logos. I may need to do some print collateral. I may need to do some interactive. I may need to edit a video, you know, versus, oh, no. I'm only a video editor that works in this one. You know, so like you can be specialized. There's
right.
no harm in that.
Right.
But, so that's kind of what we look for.
One thing I used to like, to have my students do was to show it the process for at least one project.
Yeah.
What do you think about that as somebody who's hiring?
I'm not anti-process. I mean, I think that it's a visual medium. I love it when people can draw.
Right.
So if there's a way for you to display in your portfolio that you can illustrate, that you can draw, you can thumbnail ideas out.
Yeah.
I mean, without naming any clients and naming any names, I mean, for the last week I've been working on in-store rendering displays. Right. That are very much all still sketches.
Okay.
Right. It's not, hey, here's the design of the backdrop and here's the whole thing. You know, it's just, hey, here's how your product could be displayed. Here's different conceptual ideas. And that is still very much literally just illustration.
Okay.
Loosey goosey drawings, some
right.
loose measurements, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can display a lot of different ideas that way without the time and energy and effort of actually designing anything yet, right? It's just, hey, what if it's this? What if it's this? What if, you know, it's all still very conceptual, right? So being able to draw, I think, is huge.
And then to show what you thought of too, like the five different concepts and
yeah.
how it whittled down to something else. And here's the final product.
I mean,
I've always liked process. I'm sure I've said it on the podcast before. I love to see how people get to their end result, but I do think it's very important for a young designer to be able to show how they get to something. Because you don't necessarily know who really did it either.
A lot of times the process is more interesting than the end result.
Oh, couldn't agree
more. And I think that's probably why we're all addicted to time-lapse photography on Instagram of someone painting a painting.
Sure.
Right. And, it's like, who cares what the end result is?
Right.
Like, oh, wow, this is cool. This is how they did that. You know, that type of thing.
Okay, so how many pieces should you have in a portfolio?
That's a great question. If I get a PDF emailed to me or if I get somebody that's in it and it's, 47 pages, it's way too long.
Okay. Well, that was mine today.
Yeah, it's too much. If you're someone that's presenting something to it, I'm not necessarily stressed about page counts and whatnot, but if I'm on my own, I'm a little bit more selective about how much time I'm going to devote to what I'm about to commit to. Right.
So,
I don't know. I think, 10 to 15 different projects is probably a good maximum for me.
Right.
To, if you can't show me who you are within 10 projects, you're kind of doomed from the start. I don't want to be negative Nelly on that, but I should be able to see a packaging project, an advertising project, a brand, some interactive, something along those lines, right?
Right.
Within 10 or 15 projects,
right.
I think. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you organize it? What is that first project that you show? Ideally all 10 projects are just as strong as the others.
Yeah, but we know that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you grab them with that first project?
You always put your best project first, right?
Okay.
Or what is most indicative of who you are as a designer,
okay,
right? Or the type of projects that you want to do.
Sure.
Which should always go first. There's no guarantee that anyone's going to get to the end of your portfolio.
Right.
Right. Even if I've been in situations too, where even if it's like, oh, this is great. Oh, this is great. Oh man, this one's awesome too. Okay. I don't need to see anymore.
Right.
I don't need to see 5, 6, 7. I've already seen everything I need to see.
Right.
So, is there a method to the madness of how you order, your display? Sure. Mm-hmm. There should be, thought behind how you unveil your portfolio to people, right?
Okay.
But you shouldn't save your good stuff for the end.
No.
It is kind of,
it should be solid, but it shouldn't be the most.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a joke. You do the good stuff at the beginning and the end and sandwich in the middle the ones that, are medium or whatever. Or that basically just display capabilities. Like, yes, I can do I can do multi-page design. This might not be the most amazing brochure on the face of the planet, but yes, I did a, 100-page catalog, for example. It's okay, they're proficient in that.
Yes.
But you don't lead with that, so.
Okay. What are there any, today I sent my portfolio as a PDF.
I
put it on a Google Drive.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a folder.
Sometimes you just can't compress it down enough.
No. But I thought it would just be easier for her to do too. Why even wait?
Yeah.
Even if it's 3 megs. But what are there any portfolio sites out there that people send you to? Because I was definitely Googling to see if there was an easier way or a way to update. There were things that were
like
called
the Behance and those types of things.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering, maybe we're dating ourselves because we don't totally know. But, things came up this will help you build your portfolio. But I don't really know what I was looking at. It was more like just an overall layout, and they would take your thing and maybe.
I think if you are a creative individual going to an art school to get a job in a design firm, in an advertising agency, or even in a creative department on client side, right? I'm going to go work for an auto manufacturer, but I'm on the design side.
Right.
I think if you use Behance and any of these template Wix and that's a humongous strike against you, I feel like.
Okay.
You absolutely need to have your own website.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, if you use Cargo Collective as the coding back end of your website, fine, whatever.
Right.
I'm not going to knock you on that, right?
Right.
But if you're using some type of automated, easy breezy portfolio, I need you to, put some energy and effort into your own craft. You know what I mean? And build your own sites.
Right.
I don't need to know if you coded the whole thing. I mean, I'll ask you, what's your capabilities on that side of life and things like that. Right. But, I would say no shortcuts, for me. I mean, I'd rather have someone email me a PDF, than send me to a Behance.net site or whatever, Just kind of feels schlocky to me.
Right. So one thing I noticed on my portfolio today, or I was reminded of, is My portfolio used to be 8.5 by 11, like a perfect bound book. So it looked like a magazine from the outside. It
was
beautiful white, a lot of white space, a lot of pages with the index and table of contents.
Sure.
My CVs on the first page and everything. But when I went to update it, I decided that it would be better to be 17 by 11 pages spread for her to look at.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I would have, I had like page numbers. I took those all off. I had little headers and footers. But to make it look, and I had to sort of bring things to the middle because they were spaced out down the margin.
Yeah.
Because initially it was a print.
And I would just stay out of the gutter.
Yeah. And I would just do like a one-off print, you know, if I was going to meet somebody, because probably the last time I interviewed or had to show somebody something was in person.
Yeah.
So
the question is what?
It's not really a question. I'm just telling the difference between today I showed a digital portfolio.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been amazing if not spend all that money on printing back, you know?
So. Yeah. But well, I think there are some of the rules that we were taught that aren't necessarily needed anymore.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I could make an argument, always have your contact information on every single page because you never, even if it's small, 50% gray down in the corner, you know, it's like you never know at what point someone's going to stop or even old school print something out to show something to somebody or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, so, and you know, I mean, do you need page numbers anymore? I don't know. You know, I mean, it's whatever, you know, whatever looks the best. I mean, it's your portfolio. It's your design. You know? So, yeah, I would say though that you don't need like if we were thinking about it as a traditional book, you know, you'd have end papers, you've got all your blank pages, you got your index. I would say I don't want any of that crap.
Yeah, I got
the
rid
first
of all
10
of that.
Pages.
Yeah,
you know, like that's unnecessary, right?
Yeah.
Just give me to the meat. I also don't want the whole soliloquy, the six paragraphs about how amazing you are and your back, you know, like put that at the end. You know what I mean? If you need to give me some, you know, it's like, oh, I got through this. Like, oh, this guy's pretty, this is interesting. Okay.
He grew up in such and such.
Yeah. Most of those things don't really, they're not, they don't do anything for you. They don't help sell you. You know what I mean?
So. No, I think you're right. I think that's actually really good advice if anyone is building a portfolio listening to this. Cause I think, I think if you have the strength at the beginning, if somebody wants to continue to look at your things, just because now you've grabbed them, they will, right?
Yeah.
They'll continue. And then maybe, if you want a blurb about yourself or something, put it at the end, you know,
or somebody's interested.
If you want to do a funny illustration of something that I did, today is I gave her just my quote unquote professional portfolio. So I edited out a lot of stuff and then, but in the Google Drive that I gave her, I did separate, my student work is another portfolio and my graduate work is another. So, hey, maybe she's like totally
Know.
I want to know more about her,
yeah.
You know, so she could, or she could just close it. So, I don't know. I think digital really makes things cool and easy now too.
Yeah. But it also shortens the attention span and makes things not necessarily as special.
Right.
So to a certain extent, yes, the access is a lot easier, but it's also a lot easier to reject.
Yeah. You know? I mean, remember when we would carry a big box book or whatever it was and people would touch the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you print this?
Oh, printing. Yeah, good times. All right. Well, I think that's enough for portfolio for today. Portfolio review, how to build a portfolio, all that sort of stuff. Where can everybody find us, Rach?
On the interwebs at mocktheagency.com.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Have a good one.